What's up, everybody? This is MMA Fight Music producer Mikey Ruckus, and you are listening to another edition of WMMA Jam Live with your hosts, Vanessa and Sabrina Borquez. Be sure to tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/MMA Jam, and be sure to follow on Twitter for live news and updates at WMMA Jam Live.
Fans, welcome to WMMA Jam Live. I am your host, Vanessa, along with my co-host, Sabrina. Sabrina, say hello.
Hello.
Let's see. It's been a while.
A while,
but we are back. Did you say we're going to come here?
No, I said
there isn't a UFC card tonight, but that's okay.
It has been a while. There is Bellator.
The return of Fedor. So we will discuss all the news and nonsense going on in the world since we haven't been on. Before we get started, sister, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Doing all right. Saturday, no work.
Woo!
Aw, boo, what time do you work? All day, late, too. See what happens when you want to know how to do everything? Stop being so good at your job, they won't keep calling you in.
Thank you.
Man, I don't even know kind of where to start. There's been a lot of stuff. I think the last time we were on, we were talking about the Conor thing, so it's been a while. Yeah, a lot happens in a few weeks. A lot of fighters, a lot of nonsense, a lot of drama. I saw somebody had posted something, the whole Conor thing, like, reminded me, and they said, Conor has the whole bus incident and moves up in ranking, and I forgot who it was wins and goes down.
Yeah, like everybody knew that nothing was going to come from this. You know what I mean? Like he didn't.
But how did he move up?
He beat the bus.
How did he beat a bus of fighters so that like threw him to the number one?
He's already on the bus. That is. So funny.
He's number one anyway because he's the champion.
Right, yeah. When I was saying it, I was like, wait a minute. How did he move up from one?
Yeah. I think in people's hearts. The weird thing is like, everybody was so pissed off and it was getting so mad. I mean.
Yeah, you were liking it.
So mad until Sunday hit and they got some numbers.
Oh, my.
Well, there's worse things in sports, which made no sense because you just got done saying it was the worst thing you've seen. Happen,
the most disgusting thing, like even talking about, would you still continue going into business with this guy? You were, you know, I was like, oh shit, at least he's not letting it slide.
Yeah, I mean, especially because some of the things that have happened, like you don't see LeBron James going and smashing James Harden's bus or Steph Curry's bus.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things. You don't see, like, even the freaking ghetto-ass Raiders don't be smashing buses. So to be like, oh, this is, you know, it's not as bad. It's like, okay, maybe we've all seen Ray Rice hit his girl in the elevator, but that wasn't at practice. That wasn't in the stadium. That was, you know what I mean? Like, this was actually at work.
At work with other employees.
Yeah. And it hurt your card. Like, not it didn't hurt your card, people bump it. It hurt your staff. Like,
sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, but
it wasn't just the butt. Like, yeah, shit actually went down.
That's the thing is, like, fights that didn't even happen. People wasted a part of their lives because, you know, you take some time off your life going through fight camp.
Yeah.
And that's harder than the fight most of the time. So, to just be like, that's all right. Like, well, is it all right for Kiesa that he put all that time and effort in and didn't get to showcase his skills in one of the biggest arenas in the world? Is it okay for, Borg's lame eye? Like, when I was shooting on his eye, but at the same time, like, he put in the work to be there.
Yeah.
They were cutting weight. They were already going through the hard stuff, you know? And for it to be like, well, it's cool. He made us a whole bunch of money. It's like, well, how much do you really? I mean, obviously, we knew that they don't care about their fighters, but, like, this really proves it more.
I just think it's ridiculous how quick he was to go back on, you know, being so upset about it.
And it didn't really get called out on it either. Like, people said stuff, but, like, you know, in real interviews, you haven't seen anyone call him out on it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what happened here? Like, how come you said this? And now you're like this because he made you money?
Yeah.
Like, but legitly asked him.
Right there in front of everybody. Yeah.
On ESPN, on someone's podcast, you know? He goes on these things. And that's just weird. You know, I'm not going to answer Ariel Helwani like that because he doesn't do two shits about Ariel Helwani.
Yeah.
Put him in a position and he's sitting on SportsCenter Live. And you're like, hey, man, what about this? You know, what is he going to say? And are we going to... everybody going to be okay with it? Even just his peers, like the people that he works with, and like, oh, come on, man. Like,
things are wrong here. Sorry, let me... what's going on? Sorry, guys, trying to figure out the studio real quick. Uh-huh.
I can ramble for a little bit while you do that.
Leslie Smith.
I was gonna say Leslie Smith. You know, she's getting a lot of, like, I don't know. She's hurt or whatever in the sense of, like, oh, they're not letting me come back. But when she didn't take that fight. And she's like, oh, they never offered me the 5Gs, whatever. Like, I still would have taken that fight knowing that I was on the last fight of my contract, knowing that they kind of want to get rid of me,
yeah.
And I would have won. And I get that. I never, like, once thought she was afraid. It wasn't that. But it was like, come on, it's little-ass Aspen Ladd. You just fought Cyborg. What is the 1.8? And for me, it's like, yeah, you knew they were gunning for you. So if you win, how can they get rid of you? How? In this way, yeah, it's not the, like, most political way, but there is an excuse in the sense of being like, well, you know, we needed her to...
I feel like something's going on here, and I can't figure it out.
Mm.
I just don't know, like, can you maybe check to see what's going on when you click on our link? Because it says here that the intro is going, like, there's 11 minutes left on the stream, it says there's 2 hours, like, I don't know. I just want to make sure we're not sitting here talking for nothing. Because it's happened. We've lost signal. Maybe been muted for like 15 minutes. But we're going on 4 years of this. Can you believe that?
No, this is an hour 36 minute.
Oh, okay. Well, this one's tripping. Whatever. Okay. Just making sure. Sorry. Hey. Back to Leslie Smith. Yeah. So, I mean, we should probably talk about what even happened. So, Leslie Aspen Ladd came in overweight, 1.8 pounds. So,
was that 1.8 pounds over the 1 point allowed?
I don't know. All I've seen is 1.8.
I forgot.
Yeah, I didn't dig deeper than that. But 1.8 pounds over, even if. So, if it's over, they're allowed how much?
One.
So she would be 2.8 if it was 1.8 over the...
Or 0.8, depending on how...
Exactly, yeah. So, and apparently she had offered to pay
$20.
$20 like, yeah, for
$20.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah,
all she's making.
The purse that they supposedly offered her another $5,000, like, take the fight and we'll pay you some more, you know. and Leslie Smith said no. She did not accept the fight.
I just never get it. Like, it's just, I understand the whole weight thing because I hate when people don't come on the weight.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I just put in all that time, energy, money. I'm not going to lose all that wasted, you know, whatever, for 4 pounds. I'm gonna beat your ass whether you're 20 pounds heavier than me or 20 pounds lighter. I'm coming for your grandma. I'm coming for your kids. Like, people talk about being fighters anytime, any place, anywhere, except for if you're 1.8 pounds over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 4 pounds over or whatever it is, you know? Like,
someone missed by 8 pounds and they fought. I was like, I'm gonna spot. Let's do this
because it's like
they're gonna have that anyway.
Hunger thing, like if Leslie Smith was just coming up and it was a hunger thing. Do you think she would have turned down that fight?
No,
but no, she's a comfortable. She's a veteran, and she's like,
well, that's kind of my problem with it. I understand some things, but you're here to fight. In the end, you know, all the stuff that you're getting now, because you didn't used to get this when you started, all the stuff that you're getting now for payment, hotel, all this stuff, like, that's all extra because you started because of the fighting, you know? So, yeah, you don't pass up a fight, especially like that.
Especially in New York.
I don't
know. They're in Arizona, I'm sure.
I don't
honestly, it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, I don't remember. So some people were like, well, you have to understand because she's the one starting this whole
Project Spearhead.
Like,
but that's why you can't afford to flip. And that's the thing. Everybody knows that at any job, start going against the bosses.
They're
going
to find a way to get down.
You got to come in on time. You can't, you know, like you know when you're like, oh, fuck, if I fuck up, they're going to send me out.
Yeah.
And she should have known that.
For sure.
And which exactly what it is. And Brendan Shaw was like, yeah, it's a good, no, I don't know if it's Brendan Shaw or Conor Brown. It's like 62 G's to get rid of you. 62. You can keep her on and keep paying her all the money that she's getting because I think she makes a good amount of money.
Okay.
Like 60, I think she, if to win, also to come and win. I think
yeah.
62. And it's like, in all reality, in the situation, sadly, is Elizabeth Smith worth $62,000?
She had one fight left. And the thing is, when it all went down and I heard that she, not even thinking about her whole union thing, you know, like, so, I was like, well, that was her last fight. She decided to pass on it. That was her last fight, right?
I didn't look at Dodson, remember, John Dodson's having the same problem. He didn't take that fight where someone came in a little bit overweight.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the one that was 4 pounds.
Maybe.
Or something like that. And they're not re-signing him. They're letting him go into free agency. I mean, they may still, but he has to go test the waters.
John Dodson,
you know, he's but that's what I'm saying. These 125 divisions, these females, you have to realize that they don't really want you there. Because you don't mind them months.
Yeah.
So any little slip-up, especially in something like not saving a fight or something, yeah, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you. So especially with all these, like, why not? I just don't understand. I would have been asking that and happily took for 20% in her 5G.
I like, no.
Oh, she's weak.
And you asked him last.
She couldn't make weight.
She's a good fighter, but yeah, you're Leslie Smith. You've been doing this.
But it's just,
she's new to the game in comparison. You're like.
And you also look at it like I said, 1.8 pounds. She obviously struggled to make it because she's on her period. So she's a little, you know, like she's not feeling that well.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to rehydrate better than her. I'm better than her anyway. So in the whole picture, I was just like, besides the fact that I already thought I was going to win, I feel like I'm in a better situation to win and even make more money. And she didn't look at it that way. And I get it. Never once said she was scared.
Yeah.
It's not a scary thing, but it's a bad decision. Maybe.
Yeah.
Whoever was on the team did her.
I honestly, do feel like the only reason she didn't take it is because of something that she's trying to do.
But that's not how you do it. You have to take it.
Yeah. And I get it. It's cool that you're trying to do that, but you're, it's two separate.
Like,
you know,
they say you can't help unless you're in it. Nobody's going to really listen when she's at Bellator now. She needed the UFC stage for this, and she would have won that fight. There's no way in that post-fight speech she couldn't have brought it up. Well, bring it up in Bellator. Okay.
Yeah.
You needed to stay on your last fight. If it was not her last fight, I could get it, because how can they kick her out for it?
Yeah.
But when you're gonna go into renegotiations, it's a bad idea. You know, like,
because I wonder what would have happened.
It's like if I
after
a raise and they're like, okay, we have to do an interview, and I missed the interview. And I'm like, but where's my raise? And you're like, no, you needed to, you know what I mean?
Show up.
Yeah.
Work.
You should get that. And then now they know that I'm not caring enough to come to these important things.
Layer.
Put her on the bottom. I think it was a bad business idea.
So since it was her last fight anyways, if she would have fought, she would have won, it was still her last fight, and they go into negotiations.
But I think there would have been more of an uproar in a how can you do business like this when she was winning, when she won.
Yeah, for sure.
But you look at this, like, she wouldn't come up. She didn't show up to work. I can fire her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I get her, like, when you do.
Do you think they would have kept her because of everything she's doing? Like, if she would have fought.
I think that if she would have won, you can't give it a.
Yeah.
You can't. There's no reason why. And I think that's why it would have been a way bigger problem. But
yeah.
Now you're like, well, hey. And then.
And it's not even. And it's not even like a losing thing or any. It's simply because you turned down a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't complain. You had one. Now they know, you know, you're not. You know, you don't.
Yeah,
want to fight.
How you. No,
but maybe she should have instead worded it as she's going on a strike.
Okay, and I like what Leslie Smith's doing because
yeah,
what they're saying is this thing is actually the only one that's been making weight. That's legit. And
and
everybody knows UFC tries to cut the legs off of anything that goes against them.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna cut her legs off, but she should have known they were coming for her legs, and that's why I would have been like, nope, still company player. I'm still doing my job.
You play
work.
By the rules. So they
you can say that's bad about me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep me. And I really did believe that. She would have fought. She would have won. There's no way they could have got rid of her over this. But now,
is
she going to go
talk
to Invicta or Bellator?
Is she... I could be wrong, but I feel like I saw a post about her trying to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You can fight anything you want, but what we're worried about the UFC, obviously, is they can do whatever they want. They really are their own company.
Yeah, it's not like they have to go through, like...
I know everyone thinks, like, oh, I do with UFC. No. MMA, privately owned
company.
They are and
the
they
beast,
can
the,
do
the beast.
As they please. And that's what these people need to realize. There's no state-regulated thing, you know. If, you know, something when fucking Roger Clemens, they think he did steroids, he has to go to the Supreme Court. There's no Supreme Court in our ruling. We have to go to the guy with the hearing aid who left at home. We're not really going to real shit.
Ugh.
And they need, like, the fighters need to realize that. Like, the company's not going to have your back in this.
They have so many fighters. They're okay with.
And you can lose Leslie Smith. And hell, you can lose Cyborg. Like, honestly, the only person that could have done any effect is if Ronda was still fighting and she would have been like, I'm going on strike until some shit changes. Female-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, how many people, no offense to her, bought tickets just because Leslie Smith was fighting?
Yeah.
That's for the UFC, it's like, I mean, you might bring in 20 people, 100 people, but it's 1,000, you know, fucking 80,000 arenas.
Yes.
And I just think she made a bad business mistake.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
for sure.
And you're like, oh, it's business. It's business. Hmm? Okay, I'm on basketball.
Let me see. I saw Tough 28 casting call.
Mm-hmm.
May 22nd in Las Vegas. Filming will begin in July. Heavyweights and women's.
Yeah.
Because I wrote it down wrong, and when I thought, I was like, mm-mm. Yeah, women's featherweight. So,
What
do you? I didn't know.
No, it's interesting because my thing has always been the person that's going to be Cyborg is someone we don't know about yet.
Yes.
And we look at people like, for me at least, like Tatiana Suarez. I didn't really know anything about her, but she really is one of the best 135ers in the game. She doesn't fight a lot. She doesn't fight a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think isn't she fighting like? Somebody next? She's going to fight
me. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is she was relatively unknown. And
yeah.
She won. And she wins in the UFC. And I think she's actually the more one of the more rounded fighters in there with a great wrestling job. Oh, my gosh. Good jujitsu, all that stuff. And even, like, you look at someone like Angela Hill, who just hurry up and got on there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
still
show, like, showing potential. I think that's what's going to happen. Like, I saw some girls like, oh, I can go try it that are 35ers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's cool, and I think it's going to be a decent thing. But I think there's going to be a sneaky girl in there that nobody knows about. And
that is what I want to see. I haven't paid attention to Tough for years
now.
It's
on right now.
Oh. I feel like it's always on, and I don't know.
Steve and DC. I've watched one episode.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I think it starts
God, that's so funny. Okay, so yeah, I don't watch Tough. I did see the one, some of the one with Tatiana Swart. Because we tried.
It's just hard.
It is. But I do like the idea of, you know, because we're like, no, like you said, Cyborg, she's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to take somebody special. And this kind of weeds them out. And that's what Tough, I felt,
yeah,
you know,
like
getting the best.
I feel like it's also supposed to be about the people we don't really get to see anywhere.
Yeah.
Because the girls are already in there trying to
go. Yeah.
That's where I always kind of look at it. Because
hopefully there is
some. Know anybody in the beginning.
It is. There's
everybody
a casting call, you know? Like, sister, I don't know what you're doing that weekend.
I don't think I can make 45. I ate a lot yesterday.
But, I mean, I am interested to see, like, who this brings.
Yeah, I want to see the first couple episodes because I really do think there's going to be a sneaker in there. That maybe she may not be as successful as was in the beginning. But there's also not a lot of 45 fights out there, so for her, it's like a comfortable thing.
Yeah.
And she's going to get her foot in the door because they always get to fight still. And then that's the girl that's going to take over. Like, there is a girl out there that's going to be Cyborg.
I mean, there's...
But it's
every fighter...
No, they're all too scared.
Yeah, they had
their chance.
They all said no.
Say what you want. I just think that there's no one really ready for her yet. There's, like, someone that no one's paying attention to. There's someone who sedans in her garage or in her gym, and all she thinks about is being Cyborg. All she's ever thought about is being Cyborg. And she's coming, guys. She's coming. And this is going to help.
I definitely feel there's somebody like that for every, like, you know, somebody always wants to eat the best. And they may not have had the same opportunities, but... They're training just as hard because they got more to prove. They don't got as much help, you know, and they're like, but I can do it. And I really hope we do see some new faces on Tough with some real skill, you know, like, yeah, for sure. And then it just kind of, like, keeps making it all repetitive. All these girls keep just moving around in weight divisions, you know, like so many have opened up. They're like, oh, I can do this one. Oh, I can definitely go do that one.
Yeah.
It's like we're seeing the same people.
Yeah.
Alexa Grasso.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say Aldana, but I was like, no, they're not the same weight class. But it, like, I went that route for them. Yeah.
May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
I like
I'm not. Yeah, I can honestly say I haven't been too into watching MMA lately?
I feel you.
But I'm excited because there are some good fights. Like, that's a good fight to watch. Tatiana Suarez, Alexa Grasso. It's when you see, like Courtney Casey just fought Michelle Waterson? And Michelle Waterson won. But a lot of people think Courtney Casey won in their mind. And then Michelle Waterson was like, we need to open up a 105 division.
Yeah.
Because there's more than...
Said there's more fighters in that division than Cyborgs.
And that, yeah, but what about the quality?
Yeah.
Like, I know, I was having fun on Twitter because it's funny to me. And that's when people were like, well, name someone, you know? And they were giving me people that didn't,
right.
Jessica Penney. All right, Jessica Penney, not only has she not won in like 4 years, she hasn't fought at 105 in like 4 years.
To be a 105.
The thing is, we're talking about now.
Yeah.
What do you have now? And someone's like, oh, well, they shouldn't have got rid of this girl. And what about this retired girl? And it's like,
yeah.
Hey, but we're talking about now. Michelle Waterson can't even carry the 105 division right now, I don't think. Because who's going to go across from her that people are going to actually watch? And we can't even get them to watch the 125 men, usually.
Yeah.
And people, like, I feel like sometimes they don't think, like, unfortunately, this is the route that is, they don't think business works.
And that's exactly what the
issue is. Well, I mean, I feel like they opened up the 125 division and haven't even put anything on that's worth watching. Oh, my God.
People were really rallying for that. Yeah, we really wanted to see it, and I agree.
Like, matchmaker-wise, like, come on. You need something explosive. 45 ain't doing it for you because there's no one that's going against Cyborg that can take it. I know Megan's fighting
Holly Holm.
Holly Holm gave it a little to Cyborg. You know, she held her own.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all you have right there. Those three, is all you have because all those other girls were 35ers.
Yep.
So maybe Dan Dwab, but she also fights 35. And then at 15, obviously, it's in a good spot. But all those fights are also being the same fight, can it too? But I feel like why they haven't brought the girls down and the other girls up and just made some awesome fights is crazy. Because that's the division. That's where the fights are to be made. You're going to try and introduce 105 now? There's no place for it. I think in like
Combate does 105.
How many people watch Combate? And how many people watch Combate for the 105ers? It's just small. Technique-wise, I love small people because, you know, they can do more.
They're fast.
Yeah. I love little spark monkeys. I'm not shitting on anyone because
yeah.
They beat me up more than anybody else does.
I know.
But they're not knocking anybody out, really.
Yeah.
And that's what fans like to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can show me all the technique, you know. But a lot of the fans are like, yeah, this is in the face. They don't care about the nice combo you just threw with your leg kick at the end.
Yeah.
And how, you know, some people, like, the good, real hardcore fans, the ones that are like, yeah, you should do this, are, like, would be appreciative of it. I'm like, cool, but there's five of us.
Yeah. Because I can get lost in some of that stuff. Like, when I'm watching, I'm like, shit, you know? But not everyone can get like that.
It
they
will
need
be more
see.
High level, which is awesome to see. But for the common fan, it's too much. Because you can just sit there and watch it, and Rogan and them will be like, oh, look at this transition, and look at that.
They
oh,
don't understand
that.
It, they don't too. You know?
They're like, oh, that's so pretty, and I'll sit here because I love Jujutsu. And be like, oh, my God. That's like when I watch Dern sometimes, I'm like, oh, that was the fucking most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, our friend will be here, and they're like, oh, that's cool. So she won? Like, but did you see how she won? Like... She did this and she did that. And then did you see that? You can't really do that.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, okay. So she won. And that's the common fan.
Yeah, for sure.
So, oh, man, I wish attention more to people like this because there is, like I said, skills at that level, like high-level skills at 105. But it's just not there for most people to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah.
Even then, like, people are like, well, they're in other places, and it's like, how many people watch that?
Yeah, nobody. Trust me. Go on fucking SureDog or even just Wombat Sports.
Yeah.
And Wombat Sports does just the female fight going on all over the world. You guys have no idea how big this really is. You don't know not one of those people, one of those promotions, not anything. There's probably, no joke, at least 20 fights going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably see, like, a good amount of them online, pay-per-view, free.
And name one girl. Just one. My mom made me breakfast.
How many eggs do you want, Princess?
But, yeah. And then this is why I can't make 45 guys. Just deliver to me, you know?
Oh, shit.
I just, like, of course, skill-wise, and just, like, division-wise, like, yeah, let everybody showcase their skills. But you have to convince the people to buy it first. You have to have a market for these things first. That's why it took so long to introduce women in the first place in the UFC.
Yeah.
Until they realized that Strikeforce, the only reason people were watching was because of women and Diaz, you know?
Yeah.
Because Nick Diaz is in Strike Force, he was on fire. He was one of their biggest stars. And apparently he might be trying to come back, but I just see him smoking weed and shit. So. But he lived in Dallas for like a month on Snapchat. I was like, Nick, go home.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's in L.A. I'm gonna find you, brother.
I'm gonna find you. Oh,
yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Just because I just, like, I wish, like I said, I wish we could see these little Spider-Man men in reality in the gym. They're the best ones. They really are the best ones. But with you guys on Twitter, just, you know, sometimes I'll go against you for funsies. I don't even mean it.
That's funny. Couple things that were brought up while we were getting through all this stuff. Well,
yeah,
but I gotta get rid of it. So that answer is really good.
Oh,
no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Just leave it, see what happens.
Are you not going to eat it? I mean, I don't eat that sausage, but...
I mean, I might... But, like, this
hash brown is pocket. Like, that's why I was like, oh, I don't want to take him, because it's better if you do a double.
I just don't know about my booty.
I don't know about my booty, girl. Shit on this prom tonight.
Remember, they're not all 18.
Show me your IDs. Man's on the one I can have.
Bellator 198.
Fedor, the return of Fedor, fighting Frank Mir.
Mm-hmm.
Thing was not interesting. Like, yeah, honestly, this is a fight that should have happened fucking even at the latest, like, 5 years ago. And even then, you would have been like, But it's happening.
It is.
It's really hard for me to pick who I want to win because there's Fedor. Obviously, you know, everyone goes for the dad bod guy. The Russian, the crazy Russian. But I think as an American, I can't really vote for a Russian right now.
Yeah.
I think it's against the law. And
it's just
because, like, I'm not the hugest Frank Mir fan because of his attitude.
Yeah, yeah,
like, the way he talks, I don't know. So, like, I feel like he talks to you like you're stupid.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. Him and Overeem, I don't like it. But he's American?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go with him.
Yeah, I'm just so confused by some of these fights. Yeah, I know people get so excited, but like you said, 5 years ago.
Thanks, Mom.
Well,
bro, your food's done.
Okay. Sabrina, just, first of all, my paw, how many eggs do you want? Goes back in, just came back. What was that, 3 minutes? Gave her a little, like, yeah, like a little food ready.
Before that,
so in between that 3 minutes, my mom came and brought 2 sausage McMuffins and a hash brown. I don't know if it was her snack while she was waiting for my pa to make her egg.
And then people wonder why I can't make 45.
But there's Gabby Garcia.
I'll beat that bitch up.
After I eat some eggs.
No. That's so gross.
Dude, I just
remember how it was. I know. So anyways, yeah, Bellator 198. I don't understand it. I think even when I see, I understand people do this sometimes their whole lives. They'll train and be in the gym. That's great. But I think at some point, like, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense anymore. Maybe, like, teach others, you know? Like, bring up those generations of fighters that special person we're waiting for to come fuck up these amazing fighters right now who nobody can get through. But I don't know. It just seems kind of weird. Like, when I saw the... I'm pretty sure. Well, you know, Johnny made us breakfast. You have anything. You should have a sausage on your plate. Oh, I'm good. I ate...
Huh? You have some napkin on your plate.
No, it's okay.
All right.
I already had a burrito.
A burrito?
So remember I offered you something today? I want to buy it in my
burrito. And then I got offered your food, too.
Anyways, I was saying when I saw the pictures, of Frank Mir, and I was like, really? Really? Like, this is what we're working with?
It's a heavyweight Grand Prix.
I said, no, like, but I don't know. I just wasn't, I mean, I still wasn't excited as everybody else. Sometimes I forget that some of these fighters are even fighting still, and that's what throws me off.
People can say they're excited, but wait till we see the numbers.
Yeah, who's actually going to be watching. Yeah. Which brings me to, what is that shit? UFC 225, Chicago, June 9th. It's Robert Whittaker taking on Yoel Romero. Colby Covington taking on Bisonja. And Rashad Evans taking on Anthony Smith.
Really?
Rashad Evans. Every time I start writing it, I'm like, what the?
That's not cool.
I don't understand why he is still fighting.
He also hasn't won in like 4 years, Rashad.
So how is he still going? Why is he still going? Mm-hmm. And why does nobody care enough to be like, stop?
Woo-hoo.
He just doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
you've heard it before.
That's crazy.
I've been talking about this for like 4 years if we've been doing this.
I know. Yeah. Thing is, and he fights pretty often, it seems what? Like. I feel like we bring up his name way too many times on a card.
My thing is, you guys want to see what this sport is really going to do to some people? Yeah, okay. You guys are going to feel bad until you're going to see this. You guys like, oh, you don't know him? Okay. Okay.
So if we notice it, we don't know
the
him.
The thing is, I'm also not the only person that has noticed
him. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. People see it, and we're not even there to see him every day, like how he is, you know, all day long. This is just a little snippet, and we're like, whoa, something is definitely different.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not.
He hasn't won since UFC 167, where he beat Chael Sonnen. He's on a 4-loss streak.
What the?
And that's even saying when UFC 167 was. November 16, 2013. 5 years almost. He hasn't won in 4.5 years. And, I mean, if he loses in a 5-fight streak, how is he even still in the UFC? I know it's because he's a company man. He's an old, he's someone that's just going to keep
him. More like a respect thing. He wants it. We're going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm. He already has a desk job there. So, he doesn't need this.
Yeah.
The fact that he still does it, for me, it's kind of hard to watch him fight.
Oh, yeah. I get scared, kind of. Like, I feel like something's going to come at him that he just can't handle no more. And it's going to, like, be bad. It worries
me. Yeah, and my thing is, are people really going to feel bad when if he is a little targeted in the complaints?
I feel like it's right there. I mean,
oh, yeah. Something like super visible.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, he is a young man still. I mean, I think he's in his 40s.
But that's still.
Okay, that's still on this thing. It's just he just also doesn't have anything to gain from this. He's not going to move up the ladder and fight for the belt yet.
No.
So I don't really see the point of watching him further damage his brain. For me, I see it. And if people don't see it, you're crazy. Go watch some shit. He stutters. It's not pretty. And when we really see the effects of this, because it's still so young, he's going to be one of the guys that it shows him and Diego.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be sad.
It's sad already because you know it's leading up to it, and they still keep going. Disturbing. Every time you see their name on the card, you're like, man, we're going to try to get him?
And all these people were all for it. I hope you're there helping him when he needs the help. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hitting people up on a GoFundMe because he needs medical attention. I hope you guys are fucking helping him out then.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm sure not.
Mm-hmm. Because once he stops fighting, people are going to forget about him if he hasn't been already
fought. Exactly, yeah. That's how it is. That's what's irritating.
Okay, I'm checking on fucking Chuck Liddell. That cocaine cowboy fucking was looking pretty even.
They brought up Poirier was tough, which I didn't even know he was doing. But he also was, did we talk about this last time? Or were we just talking about this between us about how he's taking that coach shoot. He got offered a head coach coaching job at North Dallas High School.
Gilroy.
Yeah. As Seven. The wrestling head coach. And he decided, like, he's going to give all of his salary to the assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make a penny off it. Going to do it. Like, that's fucking awesome.
I think it's beautiful. I've never been the biggest DC fan. But how can you not be when you do stuff like this?
I think it's the thing, like, I didn't like him either.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, every time something, and you're like, it's hard to, like, hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at, he really is, like, this is what I mean about them being in it for the fight, being in it because it's what they love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't care. He's not going to make money. He's going to go and teach these kids in high school on top of, you know, he was doing tough, and he's a fighter himself, and, you know, he, like, always just shows some, like, even when shit goes wrong every single time for him, he's like, just let me fight. I don't care who it is anymore. Just put somebody in there, like.
And I think it's cool for the kids because, I mean, how many times you get someone who's just not, like, high school sports, you know? You don't even get the best coaches, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, I think there's gonna be a lot of people moving to Gilroy. Like,
hey, man, that
for the team.
You know how much that training costs in the gym?
It's a free education. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what's gonna happen. I think that hopefully a lot of other people do that too.
Yeah.
And I just, you can make the argument that DC is probably one of the best fighters that there has ever been. I mean, he came into the game late, fat, so you know he wasn't steroiding it up. Fought his heart out, like I said, in the meeting. When I first saw him, he was in Strikeforce. He did 3 fights in 1 month. Like, really worked his ass off. Era of USADA has not been busted for anything. And the only person to beat him is John Jones, who has been busted for anything. So, I mean, I'm not always the biggest fan, but I think it's hard to really shit on him these days when you're like, oh, okay, if you really look at him, he's a true fighter in the sense that he goes out there and he does the things that he's supposed to do, the hard work. And it shows when he gets in that cage. And if you want to look at, like, a legit, where you're not even questioning whether or not he did steroids or not, DC's the man.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's good on the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Mm.
That's crazy. I think it's awesome, though.
I think it's awesome that he's not taking the money.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't need it. And it's cheap as fuck out there.
So he's winning all around.
And he's smart. He is not fighting. It's his life, but it's not his only life. He has a thing. When he's like, I'm out after this time. I don't know. John comes back in that time. Cool. I would love to fight him again. But if he doesn't, oh well. Opportunity missed.
Not coming back.
My life is going to continue after this certain date doing these things, which is the coaching and the thing. And I think that's cool. I think then he's going to be more fighter.
Yes.
Yes. You know, like, Rashad shouldn't be fighting. He should be teaching.
He could be doing what he does. Like you said, he does have a job already there. So he doesn't have to fight. You know, he doesn't have to keep doing this to himself. He's good. And he should, you know, just like how DC's trying to make that little path and he's really making his career out of it in the end because he knows he can't go forever.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't start that long ago. He's very strong. Olympic wrestling wise, yes, his whole life. I'm talking about MMA. I think he was like, he's only been there like 10 minutes.
Really?
Totally.
Wow.
And
just think of
now.
Yeah, just these past like few years. That's crazy. Let's see. Okay.
Hmm. Oh, no, there's a lot of shit going on. Frankie won last week, which is awesome. Fucking Dustin Poirier, Justin Gaethje fight. Awesome. Eddie Alvarez not wanting to fight Dustin again, saying that they're beneath him or whatever. Remember, that fight with him and Dustin is very controversial still. That it ended with a legal knee, but it wasn't a legal knee type thing. Very controversial. I thought they need to do that fight over again. And for Eddie Alvarez not fighting anybody to start being like, oh, I want this guy.
No, you're not good enough. Sorry.
Dustin Poirier has been fighting. He's probably fought 3 times in the last time you fought.
Yeah.
So, no, you don't get it. You don't get to sit around. and be like, well, I beat him 2 years ago. So I should, but no.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that. Fight. Fucking fight.
I hate that. And if you're still beneath them, you're so much better, then it's no problem. You're just weeding on through, making some easy money, right?
Mm-hmm. And nobody thinks Khabib's the champion anyways. Nobody's giving Khabib the respect because he didn't beat, he beat Ally Aquinta, who was like 15, to get the belt. No, after the fight, he stepped in when it needed to be stepped in.
Yeah.
Someone who is not a company man still did the same job.
After, sure, he wasn't the first, second, third, fourth pick.
He was one of the fourth picks. But, like, yeah, there's no real, like, oh, you beat, oh, Aquinta, great. He's a tough dude. That didn't make a champ.
No.
You didn't beat Tony Ferguson, who was a champ. You didn't beat Connor, who's also the champ. You know, you didn't beat Max, who he may not be the champ at 55, but he is a champ at 45, and was willing to fight you, and would be higher ranked than Ally Aquinta. Khabib's not the champ.
Do you see how Ally Aquinta thought Tony Ferguson would be a worthless person if not for MMA?
I mean, but that could be probably said about him.
That's his thing. A bit much.
It's like a mystery. I'm going down. Maybe. But isn't that the beauty of MMA or sport is that it makes you turn
it
into
took
something.
You out of that.
It made you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of sport. All of us. Fucking you can say that about Tyson. If Tyson ever found boxing, he would have been in jail at 15, 16. Tyson would probably be dead by now if he never found boxing. There's a lot of people that fucking sports saved their lives.
Yeah, for sure.
Completely saved their lives. So to be like, ah, he would have been a piece of shit. So would have Tyson.
We always talk about how this is MMA. These people fuck each other up. They fight for their lives type of deal. What kind of person does that? So.
You ain't, you know, you're on the same shelf, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mama dropped you on your head, too. But it takes a special fucking person to want to do this for a living. You know, they may not be the smartest person. You can't say shit about them when you're the same exact thing as them. You know, like,
yeah.
You're a welder, and you're like, that guy wouldn't did shit if he never was welding. Well, but you do know you're like, it's like when I make talk shit to people at work,
uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. Like, holy shit, like, I'm in the same category as them.
Yeah.
You can dumb down the people that are at your job all you want. You're at the same job, bitch.
Them's your people.
Your peers. And he's a piece of shit and he does better than you. How are you going to talk about him? That good for nothing. Sunglasses inside wearing. Mexican bitch wouldn't be shit without fighting. What about you, Al?
Al.
What have you been doing? I doubt Al Aquinta would have got into real estate at 20. No, he was fighting. He's a piece of shit who couldn't do anything else. Just like everybody else who goes in that gym doesn't think that they can make it at a desk job.
Yeah.
He's a special kind of person. You're special too, Al. You guys ride the short bus together. They were all on the bus together. Oh, shit. I'm not going to eat my fucking breakfast.
All right, let's see. Some fight. Oh, wait. First, Zabina Mazo beat Shannon Sin at
yes!
LFA 37.
People are talking some shit. No.
Yeah, but because they don't know. Because they don't know Mazo. They know Shannon.
How'd she win?
I'm not trying it down. I'm trying to think of the post.
You didn't say right. Oh, you had it.
Oh, yeah, I do have it up. Unanimous decision? Oh,
okay. Okay. Hey, beautiful. I think she's awesome. She's obviously a talent that's not in the UFC. That's probably one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to make some waves now with that King's pick, man.
And she's really in it.
She's a hard worker, man.
Like,
people at the gym love her.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you see them together all the time. They're family. Like,
uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure they just all live there
mm-hmm.
together.
Super nice chick.
Yeah.
The only thing I think about her.
So that was the title fight.
Aiden King. Listen. You have a name all you want. You gotta come up, you gotta watch out for these King kicks. And you gotta watch out for these ladies. If a lady's coming out of King, you better be scared. I'm sorry. But that's a hard gym. fuck around. They don't go just against the girls. They don't go against low-level guys. You know, they're going with Benny, too. They're going with
yeah.
the guys, too. So you got to watch out for these. And then I know other girls are doing it, too. I get it. But they're really
say,
doing it. They're really in that.
Yeah.
I can't say we could haven't been there in a while, but they're really in there to deliver that kick to your dome.
They're all definitely in there.
With tremendous support. That's just,
oh my God.
Fucking supports women so much. Like, all the guys there, it's never like, oh, you're a girl. Oh, and those guys get weeded out really quick.
Yeah.
They don't come back because those girls beat their ass and they get embarrassed.
Yeah.
You can say you went easy all you want, but
I had
no.
to go back.
It's easy on you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's definitely a different breed of fighters there. They were doing, I can't believe we didn't, we're so stupid. It was a free seminar today.
Oh, really?
Yes, mm. at the Kings in Anaheim.
Oh,
Benny was doing it, and it was free to the public.
You know,
like,
Benny, even Benny's girl, man, she's been in the gym a long time before to that whole thing, but, like, she comes and do her homework, and they're like, oh, look at the homework girl. The homework girl will get on your back so quick and submit you.
Homework.
Right. So if you see a girl in there, she's skillful most of the time. Like, you know, unless she's a new girl. Or you shouldn't mess with any of those girls in there.
The kids, they're all of them. All of them, they're all involved. Just watch your back.
How about Cordero's daughter?
Yes.
Don't mess with them. I've seen them kick.
And
they
were
like,
older
ones.
Sweetheart,
nice
walking
to see.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to worry about dates, basically.
Ooh,
because he's going to fucking, you know, roundhouse kick him. She's doing something she doesn't want. Not only that, submit him. You know?
That's funny.
Oh.
She won it. There was. I
just remember seeing on Twitter a lot of people were training, training. And I was like, no, she's not. No, she's not. She's absolutely not going to beat this girl.
Yeah.
Sabina Mesa is on fire right now.
Heck yeah. It's only one of those girls that we talk about that nobody knows about. She is fucking shit up.
And also, in general, how many girls do you see finishing?
Okay. Yeah.
I know she got in a decision, but she's the last two before that. Last two before that, she KO'd them.
Yeah.
So. I think just because people don't expect it from girls, like other girls sometimes, I think they don't expect that high kick to hurt. Because, oh, it's a girl. We're done in the what they want. Like, I know for me, my own goal has always been to just knock somebody out with a kick to the face.
I assume that when shit goes down, I'm going to be able to kick somebody in the face. I see it. Every time I'm like, oh, bitch,
I'm going to kick you in the face.
You better watch out because that kick is coming. I don't know how.
And it's, I think it's because you've been in that gym and you know that we're very kick heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're very kick heavy in that gym.
Yeah, it's definitely something I always look forward to when I do see a fighter coming out of King. Like,
those legs.
I want to see, like,
those legs.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they, not just Cordero. The people that teach the classes, you know, there's always a kick being tossed in there. You know, there's always like sneak this kick in, or you know, you can come here with this kick too afterwards, or you need to kick to make your space. Like, very kick heavy. And I think I've been to a couple gyms and they're not that kick heavy.
Yeah,
you might have some hands, but you know, people need to realize those kicks are worth that. I mean, look at. I mean, Dustin almost lost because Gaethje was just inside kicking him the whole night.
We've seen some nasty
bruises afterwards. He was even saying he was hurting.
It hurts to watch that shit.
Of everything, I'm like, oh, I want to see somebody. Those knock someone out.
Kicks
but
that.
Watching those kicks, I'm like,
that Poirier was taking was hurting me too. And you can tell they were hurting him. He barely walked, but he came through and came in and he won. But yeah, man, people just don't think about those kicks.
Okay, let's see some fight announcements.
Okay.
Who do you got?
I'm not very prepared for this.
Okay, well, we got, let's see. I'll say some type of Jose Aldo taking on Jeremy Stevens. That's July 8th.
Or taking Max Holloway.
On the back Calgary card is Alexis Davis versus Caitlin Jokagan.
Excuse me.
And then, what'd you say? You said Max Holloway, Brian Ortega. That's UFC 226. Kat Zingano versus Marion Renault.
That's cool.
No, she's fighting Nina Ansaroff.
Okay.
In Canada, July 28th.
Canada.
Yancy Medeiros. There's Mike Perry. UFC 276. Clay Guida. I'm not going to lie.
Right?
225, I think so, yeah.
He's from Chicago.
I like
that card is actually really stacked.
Yeah, 225. Yeah, that's the Whitaker versus Amaro. Arlovsky is on that card. CM Punk card, and then the Megan Anderson and Holly Holm. And of course Rashad.
Even him too. What did you just say?
Clay Guida. Justin Sergio Pettis.
Idalia Spaza. Almost remember that name.
Oh, Orlovsky is the one who makes it. I'm
thinking about hanging it up too.
Let's see.
That's a good card. Fight Wars anymore. I was excited that Frankie won last week. You know, he fought after being finished fighter, not like a month, being finished by Ortega, which is crazy that they let him fight so quickly. But he's home.
I eat
breakfast. So, I don't know.
Did you see that bare knuckle FC?
No.
I guess it's the first state sanctioned bare knuckle card in the U.S. since 1889. They say that's the safer way to go. It's going down June 2nd. It's going to be on pay-per-view.
That's crazy. I mean,
that's how fights are. Like, when you get into the fucking
street fight, you're in, like, hold on, let me put on my MMA gloves. You know? They say that it helps because you break your hands quicker, which means less punches.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So you have to be more
strategic. Like, that shit hurt.
You have to be more strategic. Kind of just throw when you're really going to throw.
Well, that's the crazy thing, because I'm used to MMA, so I don't know what kind of fighters they're having do this. When I see street fights, it's like, oh, these are, like, you know, untrained people, regular people out in the world throwing down.
Yeah.
So the thought of skilled fighters throwing down bare knuckle.
Why is that weird? They wear gloves. Isn't that more weird?
Not weird. I'm saying, like, it's a scarier situation. Because I get kind of like, oh, shit, when, like, a regular person hits somebody 2 minutes, like, twice on the ground. It's like, oh, shit, that's not okay.
So but there probably wouldn't be that many hits because it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it would stop quicker. And then I hit two and like, hey, Rocky,
I'm out. I'm out.
You know?
Oh, no, it's funny.
I just, like, when you think of, like, the rules, like, there's no shin pads.
Yeah.
There's no headgear. Why are we protecting our hands? Nothing else is protected but your knuckles and your hands. How does that make it any, you know, if I kick you to the, if I throw that king's kick, it's going to hit you. What? Mm-hmm. Like, why is it okay for my leg to go skin on skin, but not my hand?
Maybe it's like the shape of
my knee,
knuckles.
My elbow.
That's true.
All those things are stronger than your hand. Your shin's stronger than your hand. Your elbow's stronger than your hand. Your knees. So that doesn't have no protection. Why are we afraid of hands? Like, the weakest part that's hitting you.
Yeah.
I don't think that because it could break. You know, people don't really break their elbows or their knees and their knee. People it might hurt a little, but you're not breaking your knee. And if you break a hand easily, Faber's broke his hand a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what goes off. I just think that it's not weird because like, that's the only protection anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when there's six other things you can hit somebody with, both elbows, both knees, both feet, or shins.
I don't know, it just means like that combo with some knuckles coming at your face.
But you're afraid of knuckles more than your knees?
Shape-wise? With that kind of force, yeah.
But I can't hit you with so much force because it hurts. So it's not the same. But I can hit you with the knuckles.
But they might still get a couple of them before they give up.
But if they have people hit walls.
Gonna hit you even more. I mean, you think it's not that much of a cushion. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna make gloves are thin. You're not really. You're protecting the
lips. Like just getting the tip.
But there's no pillows on the end of people's hands. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that it wouldn't bother me because it would actually help because you know you can't grab things as much because your hands don't squeeze. Like you know the gloves get in the way in jiu-jitsu wise.
Oh, yeah.
It would help a lot, I think. I think you'd see a lot more tradition. Throw willy-nilly. No, you know, throw without, because I have gloves on it. But if I actually have to pick my shots and defend those shots because it hurts or whatever more, I think you'll see more skill. And then there's something to be afraid to fight because there's no gloves on. They don't belong in there anyways. And then you see the real fighter.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That scares me even more. Oh, it's so funny because Angela McGonagall did a post.
Why?
Somebody.
Who gives her Twitter?
And the thing is, I don't follow
her. Poor Rico, like, shut down? How does she still have juice? People should be upset about this. She's like, people can't even
Only
have
juice. Only Angela McGonagall gets on
her. I use their microwaves and shit because you're tweeting. Probably some bullshit you're about to tell me.
Somebody who I follow obviously retweeted it because I don't follow her. But it was like a video of her doing like some wrestling technique with some, I guess she was training with some Olympian for the 2020 Olympics. And she's like, it's basically saying, tell me what move I'm doing here for a chance to win a pair of signed gloves from her. I think I retweeted like 8 times. 8. And somebody in the UFC who's on tough 8 fucking times. These fighters have like, these girls who nobody know has people like retweeting them every single day, doing posts about them, watch them, pictures, and then gonna got 8 responses on her Instagram. Because, and it was from yesterday, like earlier in the day.
Because you can't retweet a cunt. Because you look like you belong in that part of that group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't listen to her. And she put that shit on herself.
That's what trips me out. Like, that just shows the... You know,
that's the way of doing it wrong.
Yeah,
like Connor does it. Look at all the shit Connor's done, and he'll get millions of retweets or whatever.
Yeah,
thousands, hundreds of thousands of retweets, and there's just when you're winning, it's okay. You know, when you're not winning,
and you're a douche. You're a douche.
It's not okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you have to learn that the hard way, and then sometimes you have to stop being a douche, kind of lull for a little bit, win a fight, become a douche again, and it works. So you can't just reduce it. You have to know your
honor. You have to know your place.
Mm-hmm. You have to know your place.
I like how you said you can come back and you do so and start winning. Come back to true.
Nothing. Connor teaches us anything. You can do anything as long as you're winning. Look at John Jones. You can almost kill a pregnant lady, run away from the scene, go back, grab your money, run away again. Run away again. Right? But he won. She beat DC. He beat everybody else. It's okay. But if Magana would have done what John Jones did, she would have been in jail. Dana would have been bailing her out, getting her a lawyer. You went too douchey, that's why.
For sure. Nobody.
You went too douchey.
I was even disappointed that it came up on my feed because that meant somebody.
Mm-hmm. We gotta
on
keep
my list.
Who was it? You're off too.
I gotta go look to see who it said retweeted.
You're out the game.
Did you see the whole Ronda thing?
I believe hearing me speak is a privilege thing.
Shut up.
Well, because she said a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
She was saying, like, oh, you know, if I say anything, people just take it apart and only use a piece of it anyways and put it, spin it into what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So why even give them the time?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, why should I talk? I believe me, hearing me speak is a privilege, and it's a privilege that's been abused, so why not revoke it from everyone? I don't believe public criticism beating you down is the right thing to do. And something about, like, they asked her about losing it, and she was, well, my mom never, let me enjoy losing. Like, you know, it's supposed to suck, so let it suck. You know? Don't bask in it. Know that it's not a good
thing. Doesn't know what it's
you know,
like, saying. Like, she's,
I kind of get that part where it's like, when you're not used to losing, you just like, oh, you lost. Hey. Like, this is what it feels like. Feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Yeah. Like, it sucks. I get it.
And for her, she had to feel it in front of millions of people.
After being...
I still don't believe that listening to her speak is a privilege.
No,
by the way, she barely speaks in the WWE. She points. She gives a mean little growl.
Little smile at the end always.
But, I still feel like she's a do-nothing bitch now. My opinion. The appeal for WWE fans may be great, but like I said, when you see her acting a certain way or taking a punch like that and it being okay, and you're like, that's not the real you. Obviously, in this, you have to, like, put on
heart.
A persona.
Mm-hmm.
But when you already have a persona and then you try to go to something else, and then, but, like, on the outsides of it, stay this person, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
because she's acting different in the ring,
but
she still has that cage mentality.
And
you can't do that when you let some girl slap you and you don't do anything.
Like with these other fighters, they continue it onto everything they do. That character, so to speak, you know, that's who they become in everything. Their social media, what they do on the outside. And with Ronda, like you said, she does just put on a show during showtime, and then she's back to Ronda on the outside, and it kind of doesn't carry over, but the way, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're both, like, trying to say something we don't know how to say it,
how to get over that, yeah.
This is how I feel about the situation.
Because we know her as, like, this real athlete, and the... Well,
but, like, what did you like about Ronda? You know, for me, people didn't like when she didn't shake Misha's hand at the end of the
fight. I loved it.
But they do not get along on the outside of that cage, on the inside of that cage. On top of that cage, no part of that cage do they get along. So show it. Don't be fake. And so, like, for me, that bitchiness or whatever you would say, that fuck you type thing she had, where she would just be like, oh, I don't give a shit. She doesn't have that in the ring. And it's weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's weird. Because I was like, I know you're a bitch, just like I'm a bitch. Like,
there's no way.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it in a negative way. But I'm just saying, like, but that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't even really talk when you go on this show. And like, I think that it's this. It's, she was so against other women who were fake. Fake. And that's all she does now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird to see.
Yeah.
And I get it's a different career choice. It's just weird to see it.
I definitely agree. I think that her character should have still just been her, and they should have worked around that instead of creating this new character for her for the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. She seems happy, so whatever, but she does need to stop having that kind of attitude, because the attitude that you're talking about where it's like, it's a privilege to talk to me, and that's the real her. That's how she's acting now outside when it comes to real shit. And that's what's irritating. It's not her script.
Mm-hmm.
That's her. And she doesn't need to be acting like that, because, I mean...
And when you really look at it when it comes to, like, fighters and MMA and wrestling guys who go in... young, who went in young, and they actually worked their way up the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird, like, because they don't do that. They need all the fans that they can get. So to be like, it's a privilege. The Rock isn't going around being like, it's a privilege to talk to me. You know, Roman Reigns, because I will say something current.
Yeah.
He's still in it. The Rock's not in it, so whatever. He doesn't go around being like, it's a privilege to talk to me. John Cena doesn't go around.
Yeah.
Hey, media, it's a
people, fans, it's a privilege to talk to me. And I think you're coming out with the wrong word.
I think it's what trips me out is because the only thing that they do use of the real Rhonda is the fact that she was at the top at some point. Who she was. That little part is like, it's like the introduction, you know, to her. And then that's where it ends. And in the wrestling world, WWE world, she's nowhere near as big as none of the guys you just mentioned. So for her to still try and be like, have that attitude where she's like the shit, the best, you're really not in that world.
You're not the,
you're just their end name.
Oh, for sure, because she's not the best female wrestler.
No.
She can't be. And she can't be because she just started. I get that part.
But that's something
I realize that.
Okay, exactly.
There
you
are
gotta
people.
Know your place. There are
people. Yeah,
you were good in your sport, but this is our thing and you're not. You are just the name. That's all they're using.
Yeah, and like, you know, when she went to armbar, tried to armbar Stephanie, but she got out of it. And you're just like, that kills you. You know, everybody knows you don't get out of a Ronda Rousey armbar. Everybody, that is her thing. That is, you know, like, that's her bread.
Have that bitch run around away from you as long as it takes. But once you go for it, she should have got her.
It's just when
and
you see
like,
that.
Yep, there you go. That's
when you see that stuff and you're like, but in real life, a train. And Stephanie McMahon's very good at her job. She's been in it a long time. She can do those things too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, like, when that's the whole narrative was, you can't get out of the Ronda Rousey armbar. And
yeah,
you've seen it. Even before the UFC, when she was in Strikeforce, when she was winning in 10 seconds or whatever. When
yeah.
She was winning in a minute. I mean, you know, she, Alexis Dufresne, I think she fought Alexis Dufresne, had everything. And that's when she, like, kind of just went on top of her when she came down. She already had it, and the girl tapped twice. And it was
she's
over.
A
nobody
spider monkey without being that.
Yeah, she's a big spider monkey.
Yeah.
On the arm.
Yeah.
And when you know that about her, and then you see old-ass Stephanie McMahon getting out of one, you're like, I think it ruins the...
It's not a good transition. They're not doing it right. Because she even...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She even uses, like, her walkout song, you know? So it's like, when you see her, you hear that song, there is a little bit of excitement. And then once it's over, it's that wrestling Rhonda, and it fucks with you, you know? It's like, oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah, because you know it's fake, but you're watching, you're like, well, no, Rhonda,
you know, you're used to,
Rhonda would hurt that girl in this situation, and Rhonda would hurt that girl in this situation.
Yeah.
It just ruins the I wouldn't say the myth of her armbar,
but yeah.
It's definitely, because a lot of people are just going to see the wrestling part, and you're like, oh, what's so cool about her armbar? Stephanie can get out of them, because some people think it's real. You know
wait,
what I mean?
What?
Sorry. Sorry to crush your Santa Claus dreams.
There went our third listener.
I just, for me, it's hard to watch because, like I said, you know what she's capable of. And then you see it kind of, here's we're going to lose our forefather, dumbed down. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I get you make a lot of money. But for someone talking about being real all the time and stuff, you went to the fakest thing you could go to. Your wins, your every move is scripted. Like, it's just hard to, because I see that she's having fun and I can tell that.
Oh, yeah. It's a different life. Yeah.
But I can also feel like she knows she's not real. What she's doing is not real. You know what
yeah.
I'm trying to say? So she has that kind of feeling to her. She's like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm making all this great money. Cool, but, like, this is the... I'm not
really acting constantly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's interesting. That's kind of how I see it. It kind of, like, hurts to watch.
Uh-huh.
Because you're just like, I know you're capable of so much more. Like, yeah, I've shit on her, and she lost in the last two fights by knockout. But that I didn't think she was done.
Oh, no.
You know?
Young and skillful, like, just because...
I thought she could have found some real training,
which means there was still room to grow. Imagine an even more skillful
Imagine
Rhonda.
She was stuck. We talked about kicks at King.
She doesn't have that kind of stuff.
Rhonda can't kick.
No.
Rhonda can't kick. And when you, oh, shit, man.
Oh. Oh, no. I mean, if you knew me, you'd know which one I wanted. But I guess none more for me. So.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what's rough about watching these things. Like, I'm happy that she's succeeding. But it's just like, it's like watching somebody work at a job that they're not happy with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like she's dead behind the eyes now.
I know, yeah, I got what you're saying.
I don't know, I know we keep rambling. You should probably change the subject.
Yeah, I don't know.
We
usually end up in it.
But you know what, you guys, it's a privilege to hear me speak, and that's actually why we got to this. So, that's what that bitch said. And that's why I got all amped up about it.
We always do when it comes
it's
to
it's a privilege to hear you speak. I want to hear you speak. You haven't said nothing good in a long time anyways.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care what Amanda Nunes' voice sounds like. I don't give a shit how... Yo, Jade Check doesn't really, she speaks good English, but, you know, she has that accent. I don't care. I want to see a fight. And then when she does speak, because like I said, she doesn't really speak in the WWE. She's very silent Ronda. She's like a silent movie in there.
Fucking ninja.
It's this shit.
Yeah.
It's this shit. The thing is, like, hey, Ronda, you know that that's how the media is. Everybody knows how the media is. You're not tricking nobody by like, well, I'm just going to stay quiet then. But you know what? When you do talk, nobody's going to want to listen then.
Yeah. Because you, the way you, how she's like treating people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what,
you're no Mariah Carey. I can look at you when we walk down the same hallway. And by the way, they just said Mariah Carey's been hiding her bipolarism. So
that bitch
been hiding nothing. Nobody. My poor Mariah. I guess when you tell people you can't look at you in the eye, well, what's wrong with your eyes?
They're dead.
Behind them is just deadness. She has those songs, but like it's all memory, you know. She's not doing nothing new. In her sleep.
With personality, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you get a little crazy if you fucking ask the thing, Nick Cannon. We don't know what. Nick Cannon's gonna show up. That's why.
Yeah.
And a little kid. Invicta. Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Invicta got 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Huh?
Invicta got 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yay.
So they're going to be doing a giveaway during Fight Week to show appreciation. Make sure you follow
them. Right?
Yep. Invicta FC 29 Leonard.
Sure.
That's the wrong
one.
Karina.
No, no.
Leonard. That's going down May.
Kevin's thing went off, right?
It did. I'm not going to lie, I didn't see. I just seen.
Well, small shows are really hard to.
But even from, like, her. Oh. Pictures or something, you know, I didn't see anything here, anything about it, just like that happened, and it went good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, Invicta FC 29, Sarah Kaufman taking on, I believe it, Katarina Leonard, Penny Kianza taking on Bianca Demani, Pearl Gonzalez taking on Barbara Azioli, Julia Avia taking on Marsha Allen. Liz Tracy versus Sherry Maraski, Ira Cohn versus Lisa Spangler.
Oh.
Little shop online, shopinvictafc.com. You get some gear for Invicta FC 29. There's still tickets available. I believe it's on Ticketfly. Definitely if you're in the area, get them. They're cheap. And
I don't think anyone's ever in the area.
Again.
Your neighbor's like a mile away.
Something to do.
Just kidding. I know
they're
in the
jokes, people. Even the cheap tickets are like right there. There really is no cheap tickets. It doesn't matter. Like, ticket go. You're going to meet everyone, sit by somebody, I'm sure, be up close.
Yeah, these girls need to start breaking some buff windows.
I'm just putting it out there.
Get the attention.
Yeah.
There's cities
here.
There's some cities that popped out. There's some girls. Some cities that popped out.
A lot of girls on here. I don't know who they are, but I also feel like no one's putting them, you know, like.
Robin, I'm talking angel and then.
Right. No one's putting themselves out there. We don't know what you're doing. We don't know what you can do. Like,
I don't know. You got to make yourself be seen.
Yeah, like if I was Liz Tracy, I'd be making fun of Sherry right now. I'd be making videos all weekend. Me and my friends just making fun of Sherry.
Getting a doll and beating it up.
Yeah. If I was Cheyenne, whatever her last name is. Oh, Helen. We're having some
fun. Oh, Helen.
Because I'm just going to shit on it. I'm going to shit on you.
Have some fun, right?
You have to. You have to. People want to come see you. Like, well, why does that girl want to go beat up that other girl so bad on Twitter? It's like, oh, because she went. She took a shit on her doorstep.
I'll beat her up.
Wouldn't you want to beat the ass of some girl who came and shit on your doorstep? Let's make this fight for
like,
real.
Nobody's going to take a fight with you. Cause they're like, nah, she was talking about shitting on my doorstep.
So now I said to catch me. Cyborg. I was outside Cyborg window all day. Cyborg. Like, all day. I'll cut her roses off again. Give her some more manure. I told you I'll find her at fucking Burlington. Yeah. Also, she's going to be scared.
She was
signing
her contract
out Burlington. Yeah. I think she was actually like having her USC talk in Burlington.
That's crazy.
She's talking, yeah.
And
she took pictures to them.
I did, but she was on the phone with Dana. With Dana.
Dana.
I told him, go stand. I'll take the picture.
Yeah. Just go at an angle.
Yeah.
Like you're standing there.
I told him to do that.
Yeah,
I know. Pops up behind the coach like... That was awesome.
I know, right?
All I'm saying is,
I didn't want to get beat up, right?
You're such a sweetheart. Yeah. All I'm saying is, especially now, you have to make waves. What's the biggest wave? You got to be breaking a window on a bus full of fighters.
Really?
You got to smear some shit on the windows then.
I know, I'm sorry that it keeps coming back to poop.
It's all I'm about, guys.
I'm sure your booty's knocking, so you can't get off your...
Oh,
draw.
The booty's knocking.
Who wanted it?
But I'm just saying, you have to make... Oh, that's not bad.
Point.
You know, Julia has to do something to... How you say her name?
I feel motion.
I don't think that's a C.
M-A-R-C-I-E-A.
Make fun of that. Make fun of the fact that her mom didn't spell her name right.
Okay.
I'm just saying, though, like, it has to be, like, everyone's like, oh, that's so nice. No, it's a fight. And people aren't watching the night fight.
Just pillow fight.
Yeah, they'll watch that more than, like, if you said they were going to be there in their underwear with a pillow, more people would watch that than what's going on right now just because there's more excitement to it. Unfortunately.
I got water when I was straining off the left.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and don't get me wrong. Hey, some of these guys could do better with some pillows than some
right
studs only. You know?
But guys and studs and pillows.
That's how I like them. I'm just saying, you can't complain when you don't make your own name. And tell me you ain't making a name for yourself and you shit on their lawn.
Next UFC card is Raquel Pennington versus Amanda Nunes. UFC 224.
See, Raquel should be over there with a fucking rainbow flag, like, I'm a better lesbian than you, bitch.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah! All that stuff. Well, no, you're not really gay. You're not really gay, Amanda Nunes. I'm gay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's correct. It's right or correct. I'm just correct and right at the same time, but politically correct. Like, there's three words I'm going to use that one.
Right. Yeah, you're not saying
hey, it works, right?
It works.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying that. Like, how many people are excited for that fight? And how much are they really using the gay community to promote this? I mean, this is two out people. When has there ever been two out people in a championship fight on mainstream TV? And the fact that they're not even promoting, I haven't seen them
No. And then we all know I'm a big Raquel Pennington fan, but I don't see anything. And, like, I see stuff of her with friends doing stuff, say hiking or doing random stuff. But I've maybe seen about this card twice.
But even the hiking. Hiking could beat that ass. Like I would, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Hiking
hashtag.
Could beat that ass. And adding Nina's, you know?
Yeah.
Eating this chicken to beat that ass. Like, everything would just be, hey, Nunez, I'm only focused on you.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going down on Tisha Torres thinking about you. I'm taking a shower thinking about you. I'm going grocery shopping thinking about, I'm just doing every fucking move she needs to know. And he's like, oh, they know. No. You need, like, crazy. You have to show you're crazy in this sport. Because you have to show you're crazy to me.
I definitely would parenting coming in a little harder. I mean, it's up against Amanda Nunes. It's for the title.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I would turn on even, I would, if I was fighting Amanda Nunes, I'd be like, oh, I'm gay now. And I'm just going to get all the gays for it. And just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take over her gayness. I'm going to be like, I'm the better gay than you. Like, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what's wrong. Like, I don't even care. Take me to Dinosaur. I'll go to the lesbian parties to get them to watch my fight. I just think that needs to be more done. And I'm not talking about walking around all meekly. Hey, nice to meet you. No. Fucking shirt off. Fucking shots with my friends. Like, you gotta make a splash in the gay community.
This is too much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think I feel like they would support me being a one day gay. Just because the energy that I would bring.
Yeah.
And I just think people need to bring more energy to this, to more attention to themselves. And it doesn't, obviously, my shit's more negative than positive. Well, I'm more of a negative person. Even positively. Like,
yeah.
I said, with her hiking. Hiking to beat that ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
bad to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not over the top. But it also lets her know, hey, man, I'm
training.
I'm there.
I'm not just hanging out with friends. Like, when I see these pictures, that's how I see it. Like, oh, she's hanging out with friends. And then I forget, like, oh, no, she's supposed to be training for a fight.
Yeah. I'd be wearing, like, I just would be wearing Amanda Nunes' shirt. Like, anything to get in her head. Yeah. It is also a head game. And that's what people need to learn from Connor. It's like, you have to beat
that's
them before,
so popular,
yeah. Before you even get in the cage. And these people are meeting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You meet in the middle. I guess that's all I was trying to say, was all that poop talk.
That's all I got to say about that.
I'm excited to see Pennington's fight. I mean, I don't really know. Going down in Brazil.
I do think it's going to be a little rough because she is coming off an energy injury and not fighting. She hasn't fought in a little while.
Mackenzie Dern and Amanda Bobby Cooper on that card. Vitor and Machida. Jacare and Gaslam all on that 224 card.
I thought it was so funny that Mike Perry called out Kevin Gaslam.
He's trying to be his Facebook friend.
I thought the show was hilarious. He was like, oh, that's cool, bro. You're not supposed to do stuff like that. No, that's funny. They're not friends. They're in the same division. And eventually, they're just like the Diaz brothers, how they won't be your friend outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's not a...
Like
he even put, I didn't come into this game to make friends.
There you go. Yeah, not everybody goes to work looking to make friends.
Yeah. That's what people don't get. It's like, everyone always wants to shake hands and be nice. Like, how many people at your work are only nice?
Yeah.
Every job has assholes and shitheads. And see, cool. Covington is our shithead.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Pennington, I heard that Raquel wanted to beat him up at the press conference, the thing that happened during the fight week.
Oh,
they had a press conference. And then he was like, oh, yeah, just because her girl was looking at me and wanted this dick.
Yes.
As googly
eyes. Remember something?
Oh, yeah, I said it a little more inappropriate. Sorry, dude. Cool. I guess I didn't quote him right.
Yeah, I saw that one. So I was like, have you seen Raquel?
But... Keisha is coming from some dick. I'm going to put that out there. She hasn't been gay the whole time. Everybody was surprised when she ended up with her pillow.
Oh, and they're engaged and everything. It still trips me out sometimes. I'm like, dang, they're like,
my bad. I didn't even realize that pillow.
I did too. That's what my hand is like, that.
But anyways, I thought that was funny too.
That guy, though. And I think that's what makes it different. It's because he's such a shit fuck. So, of course, he's saying something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not even fighting this person over there, like, commenting on shit. Like, what the? Why is this person so much in your head?
Like, I don't like Colby Covington because I think that he's worse than I would be. Like, and that's hard to, like, be okay with. Like, I wouldn't even say those things.
Oh, yeah.
And he just does it wrong. Because, like, he attacks people he's not even fighting, and he says things about countries, and, like,
you know, like, in the movies when there's that jock, he's just a dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's that one. We're just like, oh, this fucking guy. Like, he just has no care in the world. He's just, like, an asshole with everything.
Yeah.
And he thinks
he doesn't have
himself.
But you have to look at it. He might have a few friends, but he doesn't have a lot of friends.
Well, but there's a reason.
That's what I'm saying is, like, you know, people who are like, oh, that guy's cool. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
like, he's going at this alone. And he brings you down. Like, if you're like, oh, I like Colby because he's a cool dude, they're like, oh, I don't want that. You know?
Yeah.
But RD is going to be his ass anyway, so. RJ is going to beat his ass for all of Brazil. And then they had to, like, they were scheduled to fight in Brazil, and I had to take him out of it. Now they're fighting in Chicago or whatever. He cannot go to Brazil. No, because he's shit.
Yeah.
So hard that, like,
right, because last time he was there, he almost.
They had to move into a different hotel and have security.
Yeah.
And then he's shitting on even more now, so.
He's so crazy, though. That's the same thing. He doesn't even think about, like, the consequences of what he says. That's not even, you know, like, how he'll shit on a whole place like Brazil and the crazy motherfuckers, and then you go and try and go over there.
Like, if you can even convince for Doom to attack you over some shit, you know,
the nicest guy ever,
you know, some piece of shit Brazilian is going to have no problem attacking you.
Yeah.
So. And there's piece of shit Americans. Piece of, not,
oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
anything else you want to say? No, I think they got a little too much.
I saw Ray Borg pulled out of his on the chili card.
This kid.
Her baby has, like, kind of.
I'm still making fun of his eyes. Like, I won't make fun of him for pulling out of this fight, but make fun of him for pulling out of
that. Yeah, that was different.
So how long did it take for an eye to heal? Can I put that up
there?
With more shrapnel in your eye. Yeah, no, it did. That's why he didn't take his fight.
Operation? Yeah, dude, that shit hurt.
Because he was already going to fight.
Dude, that shit hurt. I had laceration.
But then he was already scheduled to fight.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
sensitive to light. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, this was like, well, that happened like 2 weeks ago.
I still didn't see the injury, so I
can't
believe that it happened.
Laceration, like, I had a laceration. Like,
or if, like, somebody doesn't do that,
to laugh.
Exactly.
It was plexiglass, guys. Very thick plexiglass. You think that would kind of take your eye out?
Yeah.
Away from the fucking window. Somebody...
Oh,
he
ran
a couple feet before
we got there. He ran to it and ran to the bus. Sticking
his ass out.
Maybe we're contradicting everybody.
But then
if you think about it, like, oh shit, here comes
$1 million
in lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, I was there too. Shit. Both eyes open.
Oh, my glasses off and everything. Because he had glasses on. But.
A wide open, like, hit the eyes.
That's so
Oh, you were in that window. They're like, bitch, you were in the back.
But I don't know if
it's
a start button. This is what happens when we don't do a podcast.
Ashley Cummins. She has the Fear of the
Fighter
shirt.
Oh, they talked about her being at 105, too.
Fear of the Fighter shirt. All the proceeds are going to an officer Ryan O'Connor, who was shot in the head. He was fighting for his life. Use code SMASHLY at checkout for 15% off at fearthefighter.com.
Yeah, I got
my
this is
going to
thanks, man.
Well, I could have let you go on.
No, that's cool. She does that a lot because she's a cop.
Yeah, she really, I always see all her things, unfortunately, end up being because somebody got injured in the line of duty, but, yes.
I don't really have too much.
That's all I really got.
We've been doing this for a while, man.
Yeah.
And we're just going to end up talking about poop again, so
let's save the people.
I like it, guys.
All right, then. I guess we will end it there. Thank you, sister. Fight is next weekend.
There's
no.
Bellator tonight. Celia, who's in the UFC, is fighting tonight on Bellator card.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's all I had.
Oh, no. Did you see that the story about that guy who, the 10th Planet coach guy? I guess he was in the UFC like one time. Let me find it. The title of the thing said, UFC vet who once killed someone in a road rage incident has been accused of sexually abusing one of his BJJ students. He was 10th Planet coach, Gerald Strelan. I don't know, but. He's being accused of that. So I guess Eddie Bravo pulled the 10th Planet. Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, fuck that. Because, and that's what you saw. Mm-hmm. In all that, you're like, you say, oh, okay, well, he fought in the UFC one time. Like, a lot of people got an opportunity one time, you know? But you see the 10th Planet, and that's where you're like, oh, shit, 10th Planet coach. And it does change things.
Yeah.
That's
some cases of these things.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
There's
going to
be some cases of these things. And there's also going to be some instances where I think, like, sometimes you do get not, I'm not dismissing anybody because I'm fucking sure there are some sexual, like, assault cases, but, you know, with sensitivity these days, and I'm not saying this person, I'm just saying, like, maybe, oh, someone touched my boob, and it's like, well, sometimes your boob gets touched in the fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like the guys, you can actually feel when someone's trying to fight you and when someone's trying to touch you. I will say that.
Oh, really?
You can feel it.
That's crazy.
Because that's not where the hand goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there. It is there. It just sucks because, especially for a coach, you know, that's not fair. Because you do, there, even with guys, there is a level of, like, surrendering yourself to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's a vulnerable thing because you're going to, okay, like, I'm going to let you show me something.
Completely,
yeah.
Let my guard down, and you're gonna wrap yourself all up around me and tell, you know, tell me this how it's done. Like,
fucking game, though.
No, we're saying, like,
yeah.
You.
And that's something as a coach, it's fucked up because
yeah.
These people are letting themselves be vulnerable to you, thinking that, you know, they're showing me something. And if you are doing something to,
yeah,
even guys, you know,
oh, yeah,
you know, because. I mean, a dick is on your on any back.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a guy. Right,
or girl on the bottom, it's there.
Yeah. So, like, it's really, like, that's such a, you know, like, the whole teacher thing, it's a violation of trust in general. But this even more because body parts are constantly touching.
Yeah.
And you're knowingly letting them do that. And you're, okay, I'm trusting you enough with my body, my whole body, because you're talking about, like, congratulations.
Just put your hand down there, but not.
But there are some things where you can kind of like
get the booty.
Yeah,
I've seen
the oil.
You can poke the butt, you know,
and that's a move because someone's gonna puckle up and not. And
it's gonna take them out of there.
but there,
I know.
But
there are forms like that too.
But there's also like I don't want to say a science to that because you know what's going on and it's not sexual.
It's kind of like fingers aren't supposed to keep
but if you're,
now.
Yeah,
you know, like,
there is a certain amount of time that it's allowed to be there.
Exactly, yeah.
That they're allowed to check your oil. It's called checking the oil,
yeah.
Not staying in the oil.
Yeah.
And, but there are no front ones. Like, there should be no one grabbing someone's balls, and there's no one grabbing a vagina. There's that's not where you grip.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the only grip you have, it's the wrong grip. So, it just sucks that someone would do that. Again, like, schools, teachers do it, and it's like, oh, it's such a violation of trust. And this is even more.
Mm-hmm.
You're also paying for this. You're paying to get sexually assaulted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then it's just the amount of skin contact and wet that you do.
And we don't even know. It just says one of their students, but these gyms have kids, teenagers, adults. It could be any.
You don't even know that it's a female.
Exactly. Guy, girl.
Yeah. Unless you know, especially in the beginning when they're new, you won't realize it.
Yeah.
But when you have some skill and knowledge of what jiu-jitsu is, you can tell when someone's trying to touch you and when they're trying to do a move.
Yeah.
You can tell. And some guys do it. And those, like, again, those guys never last. Because they're in it for the wrong reason.
Oh, yeah.
And that also, other people will see it and call you out on it. So.
Sure, yeah. Well, the thing is, though, what if this was this guy's gym and he just got that kind of, you
because
know.
Because of those private lessons. So, as
yeah.
a teacher, you know, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. We don't know, like.
In a class full of people.
His gym, how many other people were there to be like, hey, you're not supposed to do him like that.
Exactly. And in a class full of people, you're just going to get around, especially with the girls. Like, hey, I feel like he does that to me too. And then the guy's going to hear it. And then, hey, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but if they do, like, someone touches you weird once, you're like, ah. Oh, but didn't tell them to do it. And you're like, oh, it was an accident. But if all the girls are like, hey, I kind of feel like he touches my boob, or I'm kind of grabs at my ass a little weird, puts his hip into it at times
yeah.
when it doesn't need to, because there's times where the hip doesn't need to be pressed into you.
Yeah.
It's going to get around. And it's just,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. Like, yeah.
Jiu-jitsu is such an intimate thing, man, that, like, I mean, yeah, I tell you guys, you get sweat in your mouth, you get, like, you have other people's, like, body hair on you, you have,
blood that gets near
blood.
People.
You know? And it's such an intimate thing that to violate someone in that is, it's easy, like I said, because you are so rough doing something like that, but sexualness comes to it. Because I've never done jiu-jitsu
yeah.
and been like, ooh, I'm turned on.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Ooh,
and that sucks. And a lot of people don't put up with that shit, so I'm glad that Eddie Bravo did do that.
Yeah. It was pretty quick, too. The announcement.
But he's not about that.
Yeah, for sure. Hell no, you don't want your name associated with that.
Yeah. It's just the legitimacy of these sports and stuff, too. Like, jiu-jitsu, almost count on it being for real. And then you get this stuff, and you're like, oh, you're going to bring the sport down.
Yeah. Well, our thing's about to end on us, so thank you, sister. Shout out to Native Bros, Meal Preppin', So Delicious, Fightbook MMA, Fighter Alias, playing and get samples pretty cheap. Check us out on Fightbook MMA. You can listen from their site. Fighter Alias, if you're going to be in Vegas for the tough tryouts and you need some gear, media, gym attention, hit them up. They'll help you out. Everyone have a good weekend.